Blog Talk Radio. That's right. Stepping into tomorrow. But the key is, are you stepping in with both feet on the ground? Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and, well, you've stepped into this morrow, this moment, at this time, and it's all good. And I thank you for taking the time out to do so. Here at Progressive News Weekly, week in and week out on Thursday evening from 6:30, and, well, we usually go until about 7:30 or so, we bring you news and information that's culled from around the world. But more often within these United States of America, although we do go beyond the shores and the borders from time to time. Today, as always, we have a very, very special program in line for you. And I'm literally thrilled that I'm able to bring this specific program to you. As many, if not most of you know, I've been not airing over the last several months for various reasons, and it's been good. We must understand that all things work together for good. And, of course, that's a quote for those of you who are familiar with Scripture, right out of, if I can recollect my verse, right out of the book of Romans. On a more practical and broad base, though, regardless of whether you're a Christian or Muslim or Judas or Buddhist, the fact of the matter remains that all is in divine order. And as often as it is difficult for us to understand that, I believe if we step back and just take a moment, that we would find that to be true. I also believe that there is the aftermath, the afterlife. And this is Daryl Clark's belief. And so at a point in time, I believe that we will realize the glory according to our faith. And that ties in with the whole concept and understanding of our belief systems. And we're going to get a little bit into that conversation this evening. And so, as often as I like to say, hold on to your seats, buckle up. We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it live, bringing you a topic that by some standards could be considered controversial. Stepping beyond boundaries. But for me, it's something that should be common dialogue, not just in these United States, but around the world. And in many countries, it is common dialogue. And the whole aspect of spirituality. And of course, that leads me into what's going on in our society today. There isn't a person within an earshot of my voice that within the last 24 hours has not been exposed to some egregious, some perverted, some nasty visual that unsolicited has been brought to their presence. So, day in and day out, we're exposed to these things, and we cannot expect to not be affected by it. Not so much on a conscious level, but it's the subconscious that we have to begin to be so aware of. And there are books to validate what I'm talking about. Volumes, information all throughout the internet. Just Google. Subliminal impact and influences. And so you might say, well, how do we combat this situation? And I would say that we have to be consciously vigilant to protect ourselves and our loved ones spiritually. And so today, my goal is to provide you with some tools that will assist you in doing that. And as I said, this is a program that I'm thoroughly thrilled with, simply because of the guests, that's plural, that I am going to be sharing with you. And it's one thing about love, as we all know. It's one of those things that we can give away and yet retain at the same time. And so, for this program, yes, as I believe I am doing, I will be, for this program, doing just that, sharing love. We cannot get enough of it. Again, I'll repeat myself. It's one of those things that you can give away, yet retain. I'll go so far as to say you can give it away and retain even more of it. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we get into the dialogue with our special guest. And as I said, being away from the airwaves, and away from you, the listeners, who, and I appreciate all the emails and calls that you've sent to me out of concern as to how I was doing and what's going on. But to be back and be able to share with you the knowledge and information that's going to come from my guest today is truly nothing less than a pleasure for me. And I know I'm putting the carrot out there, and it's just one of those things that if you've been with me over the years, well, you know that's just what I do. And I can't encourage you enough to join the mail list. All you have to do is send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, _CLA, 18 at MSN.com, and then you won't be subject to the carrots that I put out there with you not knowing who it is that I'm referring to, because if you were in the mail list, you would know. So anyway, enough of that. We're going to get right into the dialogue with our first guest, and as I opened up discussing with everything going on in this world and all the stresses and pressures that we are all up under. I mean, yeah, I went through something that may have been a little more than the average situation in the months past, but I would venture to say that all of us go through one stress or strain or anxiety or another week in and week out. If it's in our home, if it's not in our homes, it's in our job or our neighborhood. And so what we're going to talk about today is how can we cope with that? And I'll give you a little hint. One of the ways, as I've talked about over the months and years, is through meditation and just through awareness. And so our first guest of our two, and I'll let you know now, is Dr. Glenn Mendoza, often known as Master Glenn. Master Glenn is an MD, medical doctor. He's a pranic healer. We may talk a little bit about that. We have limited time. He's a specialist in meditation, In fact, he's going to talk a little bit about a special opportunity for you to join him in meditation. And we're going to talk about some of the techniques and benefits of meditation this evening with Master Glenn. And then later on, we're going to have Dr. Craig Wright join us. As we know, he's another frequent guest of ours, and he's an author and a counselor. And Dr. Craig Wright has a degree in psychology, and he studied religion and philosophy, and he's also a numerologist. So we're going to have a good old philosophical time this evening, hoping to help ground us, you and I, even more so that we can cope with the perils that we're all faced with from time to time in this society as it exists currently. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the air with me, the next voice you'll hear after mine will be Dr. Glenn Mendoza. As I said, he's a specialist in meditation, and he's very versed in astrology. Hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit about this full moon that's coming, or I think is here, in the hours ahead. And we're also going to have a conversation about the dealing with stresses and strains. Dr. Mendoza, let me just tell you, as a pranic healer, he's one of a few in the world who is considered a master. And he's also lectured all over the world and is respected for his acumen and knowledge of his subject matter. So this is truly a treat. And in fact, I just look at my clock here. We have to bring, right now, Dr. Glenn Mendoza to the airways because he actually has an engagement this evening. Dr. Mendoza, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Hey, Daryl, how are you? Welcome.
Oh,
again.
Dr.
Thank
Mendoza,
I'm
blessed, and I'm honored to have you back. It's been so long.
I'm happy to be back, too.
I know that you've been doing your good work, even though I haven't been on the airwaves, and I've tried to share where I can what you are doing and have been doing with your meditation and the essence. So without too so much offer and
hello, Daryl?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, let me see if I can get you a better signal here. Let's see what I can do. Dr. Mendoza, can you hear me a little better?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Great. Great. Okay. So you're such a breadth of knowledge and information. So for today's segment with you, I'd like to narrow it to how our listeners can self-empower to cope with some of the day-to-day struggles and challenges and stressors and anxieties that they cope with. And of course, I have the utmost respect for you in terms of your knowledge of meditation, and as you have taught me over the years, some of the benefits of that. I'd like to share that with the listeners. Now, many of our listeners are aware, however, there's nothing like the value I've learned even from you of repetition, and we have many, many, many new listeners as well. And it also, before you leave the airways, I'd like to talk a little bit, because if I'm not mistaken, we're near or at a full moon. If you could share with us some of the benefits of those energies that come along with that and what astrological sign that we are existing, residing under with that particular full moon and what those attributes may be. So I know it's a mouthful and a lot, but if we can just start with that whole concept of meditation and its relationship to coping with the anxieties of life.
I think why do we meditate? I think that's the first question. Why do people have to meditate? There are different reasons why people meditate. Number one, let's go to the more simple one. We're in the doctor's, the physician actually prescribed meditation lower the blood pressure, to lower cholesterol. It's been done. There were studies to lower cholesterol. to remove the pressures. So those are one reason why people have meditated. But the meditation is actually in simple way that I can say when we pray to God, we talk to God. But when we meditate, we listen to God. I think that's a way to do it. When we ask for prayers, we ask prayers for people to be helped by God, that's pleading to God. That is what we call like an invocation. We invoke for God's blessings. We invoke for God's love. And invocation is when the energy of God comes in, and that is done through meditation. Most meditation is actually in being quiet, in a relaxed way, wherein you sit down in a comfortable position. And there are a couple of things. I'll make it quick because the meditation is a big area to discuss. But there are some extrinsic meditation or intrinsic meditation. The extrinsic meditation is when there's a stimulus outside. Say, for example, some people are meditating on a flower. Some people are meditating on the waves of the sea, the waves of the ocean, or sometimes on a mantra. People will chant what we call a sacred mantra or what we call a sacred word continuously, and that's their way of meditation. But the other meditation I want to talk about is actually the intrinsic meditation. The intrinsic meditation is when you go inside, wherein I would probably like more of a awareness type of meditation or a concentration type of meditation. When I started doing meditation a lot of years ago, I didn't know what to do. I closed my eyes and I didn't know what to do. What am I going to do? Do I do some breathing? Do I do some meditation? Where do I focus? So the first thing a person should do in doing a meditation is to pick a meditation, number one, by a qualified spiritual teacher. I'm sorry about the sound, but it'll probably get better now. It's a meditation established by a qualified spiritual teacher, and it's being practiced by a lot of people. So it's a proven thing. You don't have to, because there are a lot of people with a different kinds of meditation approach. So I would advise your listeners to pick a meditation that is introduced by a established spiritual teacher. Number two was that it's been practiced by a lot of people. You're talking of hundreds of thousands of people before you practice it. And number one is that where do you meditate? Meditation and find a quiet space. I think that's the more important thing. If you're in a home, a corner will do. Because once you keep on meditating on that corner, on that space, the divine energies will sort of permeate in that area. And number three, the most important thing, like if you meditate because you're going to go inward, is actually do an invocation. This is very important. Because when you do invocation, you want guidance, you want help and protection. One of the things I realized when I started meditating is that, as I mentioned to you, I didn't know what to do. Then I come along this meditation on Twin Hearts. This was introduced by a teacher, a Filipino-Chinese named Grandmaster Choa Kuksui. And it's an eclectic meditation practiced by hundreds of thousands of people throughout the whole world. They could be Christian, they could be Muslim, they could be Jewish, they could be Hindu, they could be Buddhist. There are a lot of people practicing it in different. You don't have to have a specific religion to do it. The only thing, when you keep on doing meditation, you become a better Christian, you become a better Jew, you become a better Buddhist. That's the idea of the meditation. So what happened was that, and it's a guided meditation. What happened in meditation, we try to control our mind. Or sort of no mind. Because our mind is the one that is impeding the flow of divine energy. Well, what does this mean? Sometimes when we meditate, well, some people feel that we are purifying ourselves. Purification process. What does purification process? That means it comes from the word pure. So pure means, in essence, I could discuss it further, it's like the essence of the soul. So the soul is pure. So we try to connect that energy of the soul, our soul, because our soul is connected with the divine. Our soul, our higher soul, is connected with divine, or what we call a divine spark. Let me go back a little bit. According to St. Paul, we are made of body, soul, and spirit. When I was very young, or a little older, I do not know what soul and spirit mean. Looks like they're always interchanged. And this is the experience of a lot of people. So let's go back to the Bible, because the Bible gives us information. It says God made us in His image. We are not God. Some people say we are God. We are not God. We are just God made us in His image. That image is actually what we call the divine spark.
The divine
the
what?
Spirit. Spark.
The divine spark?
Spark. Yes, yeah, spark. S-P-A-R-K.
Okay.
Spark, or what we call the spirit. You know our body. We basically, everybody knows we have the body. Then we have a soul. Then, on top of that, the soul connects with what we call the divine spark. That divine spark is the image of God in us. So what we want to do is why we'd like to go and connect with that divine spark. So let me go a little bit. So when one meditates, one starts connecting with the one soul or higher soul. And later on, you connect with the divine spark. So how do you do this? This is actually, some people say when they meditate, you recognize your true nature. That true nature is actually that we are connected with the higher soul. So that is the idea. So first, usually a person, before they connect with their higher soul, the secret is actually what Daryl said. The secret is in the heart. The secret is love. So we have to be able to project love to our loved ones. Some people say, how can you project love to other people when you're having difficult time projecting people who are close to you? So the first thing, like most religion, is actually to establish that love aspect. In most meditation, they stimulate that love aspect. So one's heart is activated. How do we do that? Number one, by blessing our loved ones. By blessing our children, our partner, our spouses, and it will make us feel good as we try to do some blessings. Then at
how
one
do we
point,
bless? How do we bless another?
Actually, the beauty of that, the meditation, which I'll say on the meditation Twin Hearts, you could use it the prayer of Saint Francis. Lord God, make me an instrument and channel of peace. So you project peace to other people. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. You project love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Darkness, light, sadness, joy. And if one continues doing this, the heart is activated. Then once the heart is activated, the physical heart, then we have what we call the spiritual heart, which is actually in our crown. That's why you see saints have halos. So that means they have a developed crown energy center, which means that they could bless, that they think of other people whom they do not know. What does that mean? Have you noticed that when you give some money to other people, you donate to a calamity, an earthquake?
Yeah.
You don't know who your people you're helping. If you're doing something for the feeding the hungry, the homeless, you don't know their names. So this is what we call the divine heart. The divine heart has a tendency to bless people you don't know. So that's why when we bless people, say for example, victims of earthquakes, we are developing our divine heart. And then you combine, one of the meditation is you combine the heart and the ground, the physical heart and the divine heart, and you bless Mother Earth. That's basically it.
Wow, that was a lot. That was a lot.
Yeah.
You said combining the heart with the crown?
Yeah. So what happened, we have the physical heart, the loving aspect of us to people we love. Then we have the divine heart, which is actually the crown. And at one point, you become focused on it as you bless Mother Earth. So that basically after that, just be aware of the peace within you. How do you do that? Sometimes visualizing on a point of light above a crown, above the crown. So that light is actually the light of the soul. So you focus on the light of the soul. You could chant a sacred word, which could be Om or Amen. And just after chanting several times, just let go. Be aware of the inner peace within you. So the benefits of this is actually making one closer to God, making one have experienced inner peace. And lastly was that you could actually relax. Majority of people will have relaxation. And after that, there'll be tremendous amount of energy. So you could actually experience experience tremendous amount of energy so you could bless out the excess energy. That's
what does that mean, bless out excess energy?
Bless Mother Earth. That means you bless Mother Earth. You bless Mother Earth with divine light. You bless your home. You bless your loved ones. That means there's a tremendous amount of energy, and you share this. You see, when one meditates, one actually, there's a downpouring of divine energy. That's the essence of meditation. And what happened was that after the meditation, you could bless your family, your loved ones. As one keeps on doing meditation, you could bless even people who are giving you difficult times. That's the essence of the meditation.
So there's that, you receive that tremendous amount of excess energy, and with that excess energy, it's like your cup is overflowing.
Yes.
And so
you share
that. And what I'm getting out of that is you can't share something you don't have. It's as though I've heard and believe that you have to love yourself first.
Yes.
Before you can love someone else. Is that something that you subscribe to, Master?
What happened was that you're right. You cannot give something that you do not have. That's why the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi actually generates that. Lord, make me an instrument and channel of peace. So you are projecting peace. By law of correspondence, what you give, you will receive. If there's hatred, let me sow love. You project love, you're entitled for love. And when you focus on the light of the soul, sometimes it could be brighter. And you could experience inner peace. Inner stillness. And inner joy. And probably, I suggest, Daryl, at one point, it's about maybe 10 minutes or even less. And maybe I could guide the group into a meditation in one of your programs.
Oh yes, I would love to do that. We have done that in years past, and I so look forward to that. That is so excellent. And every time that you have done that, we get an overwhelming response, which simply validates what I already know. That meditation works and is so valuable. I know we don't have much time. A couple of things. I'd like for you to share the service that you offer on a monthly basis, and then can we wrap up with the full moon that we're encountering right now and some of the attributes?
Sure.
But could you first share, because your service is phenomenal, and I think the listeners need to know for those that aren't aware.
According to Grandmaster Choa Koksui, when seven people meditate together, doing the meditation on twin hearts, we call it meditation on twin hearts, there is synergy. So it's like 100 people meditating. So usually during the full moon, there's what we call a full moon meditation. There's a tremendous amount of energy during that particular month. So we use this opportunity blessing Mother Earth. But the sidebars, the benefits of doing the meditation is tremendous. Because there'll be a downpouring of energy. So people get energized, so they could bless their projects, bless their loved ones, and also imbibe that experience, that downpouring of energy. The full moon is actually today, at 5:28 in the morning. We have a program we call Full Moon Meditation. And you could log in at Pranic Healing, P-R-A-N-I-C, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, USA.com. It will show you how to connect with the group. We're trying to use the technology to meditate as a group. Usually we have up to about 300 to 500 people meditating in different parts of the world. So the sign now for those who are born in this sun sign is actually Leo. So Leo has its own qualities. So those who are born in the sign of Leo have qualities actually in the air. And during the meditation, the full moon meditation, one can absorb these positive qualities of that particular sign. The qualities of Leo Leo is a king. It's a lion. So what happened, it rules. So that's why a Leo is very giving. A Leo is very generous. Like a king. And magnanimous. So those are the qualities of Leo. If you have to see a Leo, they're actually the center of a party. Actually, our president is actually a Leo. And who was just, I think his birthday was a couple of days ago. So those are qualities of Leo. They have leadership qualities. And they're very giving.
So how can an individual, excuse me, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you were saying that when there is a full moon, there are extra energies associated with that that are available. And then they're, depending on the alignment of the universe, they have deemed different astrological signs. And we are under the astrological sign of Leo the Lion. And with that come certain attributes that have been determined over time. And the attributes of the lion are leadership, giving, generosity, often the center of the party.
Magnanimity.
So is that only for those who are born under that sign?
No. What happened was that they were saying, like, the sign of Leo is now, the qualities are actually in the ether. Because it's the sign. That's why if you're born this sign, you have the qualities of Leo, attributes of Leo. But what happened for us who are not Leo, we could actually absorb those qualities. So a person like you, you're a Cancer. Oh, I need this leadership. I need this generous heart. I need this kind heart. I need this leadership qualities. So you could get to absorb that. So that's the beauty of when you meditate during the full moon, you're able to get the attributes, the positive qualities of that particular sign.
Is that automatic, or do you have to or want to focus on receiving those energies consciously?
I think you just have the intention that I absorb the positive qualities of Leo. There is an ancient story about Hercules. Hercules is supposed to be the complete man. And what happened, he had 12 laborers. The 12 laborers are actually related to each sun sign. So what that means was that if we could have the qualities of the 12 astrological signs, there's a possibility it will make us a complete person, which makes complete sense.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you've addressed every question I had, and again, you've shared with us your service that you offer once a month. And is that, when is that service again?
Actually, tonight. We're having it tonight. Oh. You could log in. It will tell you where to go and log in. And we'll have a meditation, a short talk, no different from what we've discussed. Maybe I would like to say something, Daryl, wherein once you meditate, the heart is open up and becomes forgiving. And there's a certain degree of compassion that is felt. And you will find goodness in yourself and goodness in others. So there's always something good to look at, look after. Sometimes
goodness
in the area. Yeah, what happened was that there's always something good to look for, especially in the times wherein we have difficulties, physical, emotional, economic, and even the violence around us. We need something to look, something good to look for.
Hmm. One more time, give us the time, the website of your free service of Pranic Twin Hearts Meditation.
Okay, Pranic Healing USA. .com. Pranic means prana, like energy, P-R-A-N-I-C, healing, USA.com.
And that's tonight at what time?
Actually, it's starting around, meditation will start around 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Okay. So then with that said, I'm going to encourage our listeners as we go into our next segment with Dr. Craig Wright. But for those of you who joined us late, you'll have to go to the archives because what Dr. Glenn Mendoza, also known as Master Glenn, who is a pranic healer as well as a medical doctor, has shared with us is truly something that we all can benefit from. Dr. Mendoza, I can't thank you enough for over the years being a friend and a partner of Progressive News Weekly, and certainly you know I'm going to call you back to take you up on that offer to do a special guided meditation for our listeners at Progressive News Weekly, and I'm looking at the time, so I'm going to go into our next segment so that at 8 o'clock, I'd like to jump on and catch the full moon of Leo because I definitely would love to have incorporate more for those attributes I don't have of the attributes of Leo. Who would not want more leadership, more courage, the ability to lead? I can't imagine anyone that would not want those qualities. And so thank you again. This has been Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who has been joining us for our first segment of Progressive News. And hopefully I'll be tuning in to you shortly later on this evening, Dr. Mendoza. Thank you once more. Is there a reach number or a website that our listeners can reach you at in case they can't get to the meditation tonight?
The website is PranicHealingUSA.com. That's the website.
Okay, PranicHealingUSA.com. All right, thank you again, Dr. Glenn Mendoza.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so listeners, you've heard that, PranicHealingUSA.com. That's where you want to go to get more information from Dr. Glenn Mendoza. And again, for those of you who just joined, you'll want to go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and you'll search for Daryl Clark's Progressive News Weekly for August 18th. And you'll also want to go there after our next guest, because you very possibly will not remember everything that he's going to share with us. And he is truly one that you're going to have to put your seatbelts on for again, as he brings forth the blessing of knowledge and wisdom and insight as well. So with that said, for those of you on the mail list, you know who I'm talking about. And if you're not on the mail list, you'll need to send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com, so I can add you to the mail list. And then you would know that our next guest is Dr. Craig Wright, our resident, I like to say, numerologist, author, counselor, just humanitarian. And, well, Dr. Wright is this evening going to give us a little insight as we approach, or actually we roll through midsummer and prepare for the next month of September. And he's also going to be willing to take a few calls if you're interested, to get some insight from a numerological perspective, and he'll also share with you a means of reaching him. So it's been a while since we've had Dr. Wright with us, as I've not been on the airwaves in a few months, so this is a triple double treat to have Dr. Wright join us again after somewhat of an extended hiatus on my part. So the next voice you hear will be Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Wright, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Daryl, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be here on PNW.
The pleasure is always, always, always ours. As I mentioned, it's been a little while. Many of our listeners have reached out to me out of compassion and concern for me, and I appreciate that. I want to tell you, all the listeners out there, and if I did not respond, and I try to always respond to all my emails and voice calls, just know that I appreciate your love and kindness, and I send it back to you, double fold. And as I said at the top of the program, not only do I not have a problem sending it out double fold, but I take pleasure in it, because that love is something that, as much as I give, I can never run short on. It's that thing that you can give away and yet retain, or even give away and get more or retain more of. So I truly give all of you that love. And I say that because this individual who is joining us now, and Dr. Craig Wright, who I've come to know over the years, is truly an embodiment of love. This is a treat. I must tell you, just know it. Dr. Wright holds a PhD in metaphysics. He has earned a degree in psychology. He studied religion, philosophy, as well as other disciplines. His work spans three decades. I can go on and on. He's respected and sought after nationally and internationally. This is a treat, folks. So tune in closely, and then you're going to want to go back and listen again on the archives. And then he's going to also share with you how you can even catch him in between our programs. So with that said, Dr. Wright, it's been a while. We're in the midst of August, and you and I have shared some things personally, as we often do offline. Just from a numerological perspective, with everything going on, I talked earlier in the program about the stressors and strains and anxieties that I would suggest all of us at some point or another go through to some degree. Share with us, what do the numbers say or tell us in terms of where we are as a as a society.
Well, right now, Darryl, all of us are experiencing the universal vibration of the number 9. You find that by adding 2 plus 0 plus 16. 2016 adds up to 18, and 1 plus 8 is 9. The number 9 is a symbol for endings, completions, selfless giving. In fact, the number 8, the word love is a number 18 vibration. So this is a year for expressing love, but it's coming through sacrifice. We're seeing a lot of drama under the 18 year, a lot of endings, a lot of completions. There's an old saying, the darkest hour is just before the dawn. So the number 9 often makes things appear very, very dark. Because it's a symbol for the ending of a 9-year cycle. So we're wrapping up a 9-year cycle, about to begin a brand new 9-new cycle when 2017 gets in. But everything up until about the 16th of September will be under the old cycle. So it's not a time for starting anything new, but it is a time for projects that we've been working on to reach their fullest potential. So it's like a harvest time. It's not a time for planting seed. It's a time for harvesting from the seed we planted in the past. The 9 is also about giving without thought of return. The 18 cautions us to slow down and pay more attention to our health, our bodily needs, to eat properly, to exercise, to become, people are becoming more and more, I think we've reached a critical mass now where people are taking personal responsibility for their own health. So this is a year we're going to see more of that. Healing forces are at work for those who are taking the time to be quiet, to meditate, to be at peace, to calm their minds. But under the number 18, there's always the equal and opposite effect. It can also bring difficulties or deception, family quarrels, accidents, mental unsettledness, wars and revolutions also come under the number 18 vibration. So we've seen all of that. We're coming into a number 9 month and a number 9 year, so this energy will be multiplied in September. So it's almost as though there's an invisible spiritual barrier which we're all going to pass through, and anything that is no longer necessary for our spiritual evolution will not make it through September. Whether it's something we want to hold on to or not, if it's something that's not part of God's plan, it's gone. So we're going to see a lot of drama during the month of September, a lot of endings, a lot of relationships breaking up, but it's all birth pains. It's all part of new beginnings. We're also going to see people who've been struggling and working hard to launch a business, to patent an idea, being successful in September. In fact, events that occur, any business that started, any activity, events that occur in September will ultimately bring wealth, prosperity, and fulfillment of goals. So it's a very promising month, but it also can bring an end to anything that is not in harmony with those positive energies.
So it's a sort of a double-edged sword there, it sounds like. For those that are in the process of preparing or have prepared for a blessing, those things may bring fruit. But on the other hand, if you are in a scenario, it sounds like, where there are things that are not meant to be, this will be the month where those things will fall by the wayside, because we're going through this warp, this, as you say, barrier, after which the things that, the maybe even, I don't know if I use the word loosely, the burdens that we've been carrying would have been stripped. Now, I'm just paraphrasing it. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, definitely.
Feedback, what I'm hearing you say?
Oftentimes there are things we don't even want to let go of. For example, in the story of Job tells us about what we can expect in September. The number 9 energy, J is the 10th letter, O is the 15th, and B is the second letter of the alphabet. And, of course, 10 plus 15 and 2 is 27, and 2 plus 7 is 9. So I'm sure Job did not want to go through those trials and tribulations. But at the end of it, he had learned patience, he had learned faith, and he had gained everything back that he had lost. It multiplied in coming back to him. So it's that type of, as you put it, a double-edged sword. We can experience losses, but it can also be a time of tremendous gain at the same time.
So we have another, is this part of August as well, this 9 period, or is this,
September. We're in a number 9 year, so the number 9 energy is influencing the entire year. But September is double 9 energy. So that's what makes it kind of stand out. August is an 8 month. So what we have left of this month favors, if we add 8 to 18, we get the number 26. And this is a symbol for messages, good news, meeting people who can figure prominently in our future, a great time for developing your ability to speak, so taking foreign language classes or joining the Toastmasters, things like that are favorite. It's an 8 month, all financial matters are favorite this month, buying, selling property. We're seeing the Dow soar, reach record levels. The 26 is a great financial vibration if we use good judgment, but it's also a karmic number. 2 plus 6 is 8, and the 8 means what goes around comes around. So practicing forgiveness is also a major part of this month, the month of August.
So that's that karmic piece that you're referring to?
Yes, the number 8 is literally what goes around comes around. It's made up of 2 circles.
So how does that tie into the forgiveness piece? So therefore you're saying you want to forgive as you would want to be forgiven?
Exactly. You have an opportunity metaphysically to forgive your trespasses this month by forgiving those who trespass against you.
Okay. Now, because you forgive, do you have to forget?
Well, you don't have to do either. But it's interesting that you would say that, because it is said of the number 26, the 26 forgives but never forgets. 26 is often hold on to old hurts, old pains, old grudges. They can remember insults they got in the sandbox when they were little babies, just from holding on. So it is necessary to let that go. Of course, mm-hmm. We want to learn lessons from any experience so we don't continue to have to go through it. But the 26 gives us an opportunity to forgive our own trespasses. So to the extent that we're able to do that, or the level or the magnitude, if you will, it's karmic. You know, what goes around comes around. So it is given, it's meted out to us in the same measure in which we give, or as often been said, we reap what we sow.
You know, you said something interesting with that statement of we need to forgive our own trespasses. And, you know, I talk to folks all the time, as you know, working with the constituents I work with. And I find often folks are holding on to that aspect of guilt or shame, which ties in with fear. So you hear those three kind of often going together, fear, shame, guilt. So I'm hearing you say that we really need to let that go as well. It's not just always forgiving someone else, but sometimes and often maybe more, forgiving ourselves.
I'll have to agree with you there, Dale.
That's definitely true.
Under 26, it means someone is going to do something, or they already have in the month of August, and we'll have an opportunity by forgiving them to forgive our own trespasses. But certainly what you said is true as well. But in the month of August, it's someone else.
I see. So by forgiving someone else, we're forgiving ourselves?
Yes, the scripture states clearly that our trespasses are forgiven in direct proportion to how we can forgive others. That's why Jesus changed the teaching. Moses taught eye for eye. Jesus said, if someone does wrong to you, befriend them. If someone strikes one cheek, give them the other one. Because he had a knowledge of this principle we basically are reaping what we sow. More often than not, if you're experiencing a difficulty or someone is trespassing against you, it's an opportunity for your trespasses to be forgiven in a number 26 month. We have to keep this in the context of the number 26.
I see. All right.
If someone walks up to you and slaps you in the face in August, it's because you slapped someone else in the face. So keep on walking. If it happens in September, smack them back. You have to keep it in the context of the number 26, which is a karmic number, which means you're going to have an opportunity to be forgiven to the extent that you forgive others.
All right. Yes. Folks, listen to that. That's very, very important. And I think all of us can resonate with that if we search enough. Because I believe the information is around us. We have to tap into it. We see the lines are, as you always have them do, they're blowing up here. Can we reach out to some of our listeners, Dr. Wright, to see if there are questions out there or information?
That's my favorite part of the show. If I could, I'd like to get first names and birth dates.
All right, let's see what we have here. Just bear with me here and see what we have.
October 11th, 1922.
All right, excuse me. Dr. Wright?
Yes, I'm
Dr.
here.
Dr. Wright? Yes, I had to go into the studio to see who we had out there, and there's a few others, but we have a listener who wants to give her first name and birth date. So go ahead, please. Sharon, and don't forget the spelling.
Sharon, Sharyn, birth date is October the 11th, 1944.
Okay, Sharon, thanks for calling. Numerologically speaking, the birth date is our gift. The birth date are symbols. The numbers in the birth date are symbols for the gift that God has given us. And the name is how we promise to use it back. So I'm going to look at your month, your day, your year, because they're symbols for gifts. Your month is a number 10. The number 1 is a symbol for leadership. And 0 is a symbol for God. So you've been given the gift of being able to bounce back, overcome all obstacles, and to be totally self-sufficient as long as you stay hooked up with God in prayer.
Amen.
It's a gift of leadership. Your day of birth is called the master teacher vibration, the master teacher. So you're here to teach and to be an example for others. Some 11s work in the classroom, some don't. But you are the lesson, what you say, what you do, how you dress. You are the lesson. So the 11 is here to be a light in a world of darkness. So God put a lantern in your hand of truth and wisdom. Your year is the number 18. Your year is the number 9. 1 plus 9 plus 4 and 4 is 18, and 1 plus 8 is 9. And that's the number of selfless giving. Giving to others without thought of return. Okay, we've been talking about the number 9 all night. Now I'm going to add your month and year. 10 plus 11 is 21. And your year adds up to 18. 21 and 18 is 39. 3 plus 9 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. So your ultimate gift is the number 3. And 3 is a symbol for expression, youth, and abundance. Singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything artistic, decorative, colorful, and it also is a symbol for youth. So, Sharon, keep your ID with you. No one's going to believe your age when you tell them. Because threes always appear younger than they are. So it means you're very creative, you're very gifted, you have a special talent in working with children, and the 39 gives you the ability to connect and join with others in partnerships of goodwill that will improve conditions on the planet. So you came here to make things better. That's your gift, to improve the planet. You came with a box full of planet improvement. And your name reveals how you told Spirit you would use that. Your name has an interesting spelling. I've never seen it spelt that way before. S is 1, H is an 8, A is a 1, that's 10, R is a 9, that's 19, the Y is a 7, so that's 26, and the N is a 5, that's a 31. Okay? 3 plus 1 is 4. The number 4 is the number of work and orderliness. So even though your gift is creativity, your promise was to be a hard worker. Now, a lot of 31s do very good with their hands, to be artisans, a lot of people who make pots, sling clay on a wheel, people who are good with gardening, are number fours. The 31, however, is called the sword of the Lord. So, in other words, you promise to be a fighter, to use your ability to communicate, to fight for the right, to stand up for truth and justice. So you're a natural fighter, and you came here to fight for what you believe in. A lot of attorneys and a lot of advocates for others operate under that vibration. So if you haven't yet, there's also a how-to book in your future.
Wow. What does that mean, how-to book? I don't get that.
Well, how to? You could write, for example, a book of recipes, telling people how to cook. You could work for the government and write laws and regulations, telling people how to fill out a form or how to apply for benefits. Because the four is a symbol for orderliness, you're here to lay the groundwork or put the tracks down for the trains to run on, to make sure things stay on time and stay orderly. That's the number four. So whether you study the law or go to law school or not, Sharon, people are going to come to you and ask you to fight their battles.
That is so interesting.
Yes, that is interesting.
This is your year. This is your year. If you didn't get started on your new project in July, I want to encourage you to do so as soon as you can. This is your year. for joining with others and making the world a better place. Any projects you have in mind for young people, any teaching projects or things that will help the youth, I want to encourage you to go ahead and follow through with those plans. This is your time for leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are so on me right now.
Yeah. The numbers don't
Yeah, Dr. Craig Wright, I won't say, because I know a little bit about this particular Sharon in terms of a leadership position that she was just pushed into because of a need. And I don't know if she wants to share the position itself, but I know position, and well, it's one of a top position, and it was so needed because people were suffering. And
yes, it shows up for her in July, taking the reins, over.
Yeah, I'd love to say it because you were so on it, and it just, you know, tells our listeners.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Sharon was just nominated as president of an organization, a tenant association, and they were desperate for leadership to help them to get through some challenges, and it happened in July.
Yes, that's showing up in the chart, and that's her gift to make it all better.
And it actually happened July 11th was the election.
To reestablish order, that's her gift.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
So that's really interesting.
Well, that's great. I want to encourage you to share what you write. Many people with your gift write not because they want to, but because they have to. And they have things written on scraps of paper all around the house. On the back of old envelopes, any scrap of paper. It's all over the place. But if you start to gather, what God is sending through you and examine that information, you're going to see it's pretty powerful stuff, and that I want to encourage you to share.
I will. That is what I. That is just what I'm. This is awesome.
Thank you, Sharon.
And all it makes all these things okay. Thank you.
It's just a
call. All right. Well, Dr. Wright, you got my lines blowing up here, as you always do. It's a good thing. We have another individual, and I did not get her name. I apologize. I'm actually working two hats because Cecil had an engagement. As you know, he does a lot of community events, so he wasn't able to do my engineering.
And so
I'm doing my engineering back and forth. But we have someone, and I did not get her name. I'm going to bring her on the airwaves now. By the way, I want to thank Sharon for sharing, because it's so important for listeners, you know, to understand the value of what Dr. Wright is bringing. And this is nothing canned. I mean, I think that's just phenomenal what he said about leadership. Albeit it wasn't so much with children as it was with elder. But if that's not on point, I don't know what is. Okay, so I'm going to bring our next listener on. Listener, you are on the phone, starting with your number starts with 678. Would you like to give a birth date or a name to Dr. Wright, please?
Yes, Melissa, calling on behalf of my niece. Her name is Nikia, N-Y-K-I-A.
N-Y-K-I-A.
Yes, sir.
And the birthday?
June 6, 1997.
Hello? Yes. Do I have the birthday correct? 6-6-97.
Yes.
Okay, great. Whenever someone has their birth date has the same number, in this case, we have double sixes. The month and the day are the same. This is someone who is an old soul, someone who has been here and has had many, many life experiences. The main thing that this individual is working on is their tact and their diplomacy. Okay, patience. Patience, tact, and diplomacy is what they're working on. Forming partnerships, working in partnerships with others. They have an entrepreneur's chart, someone who is a builder, someone who can work with the laws and regulations. Six is the number of service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, and rescuing others. We find out about the number six through Jesus' first miracle when he turned six vats of water into wine. It was at a wedding. So six is love, families, family events, Christmas, Thanksgiving, family get-togethers. There was a feast going on. So sixes are usually good cooks and have great appetites. But the main part of the story was when the water was turned to wine, the host was rescued from a very embarrassing situation. So sixes are here to rescue other people in need. So this individual is a servant. Their gift is to be a servant. And the scripture tells us the greatest among us will be the servants of us all. So here is a great soul. Here is a great soul. The year adds up to 26. When we add the month and day to that, we get the number 40. The four stands for order, as Sharon's first name was when the first caller, her name was Sharon, and she's taken on a leadership position to establish order. Well, this individual's birthday gives her the gift of bringing orderliness wherever she goes. That's the number four, and zero is a symbol for God. So the number 40 literally means the orderliness of God. Whenever it shows up in the scripture, we know God is establishing a new order. That's the number 40. So this person has the ability, wherever they go, to establish the orderliness of God, like it rained 40 days and 40 nights, to establish a new order. The children of Israel wandered 40 years in the desert after they left Egypt, and then they established a new order. So this individual was very strong, very powerful, and also very stubborn and fixed in their opinions. Once they make up their mind, it's going to be hard to budge them off of their position. So that's the gift. The challenge is patience and cooperation. And the name, let's see, N is a 5, Y is a 7, K is a 2, I is a 9, and A is a number 1. If we add that up, it's 10, 22, and 2 is 24, and 2 plus 4 is 6. So the name matches the month and the day. So this person will be very, very interested in helping others, being of service, and she has an entrepreneur's chart, running and having their own business as part of what they came here to do. Working for someone else is going to be very difficult for this person. They could easily become a doctor or a social worker. They could also become an architect or a builder or run any type of business in the service-orientated field.
Stellar report. Nice. Thank you, Dr. Craig.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day.
Blessed day.
Hello?
You can put me back in the queue.
All right. Thank you. Dr. Wright?
I'm here.
All right. We have, okay. We're getting close to that magic top of the hour. We have one more that we have time for. And believe me, other listeners, we'll make sure that we'll get you the next time around. Okay, I'm going to bring in a 216 number. 216, you're live. Would you like to
Hello.
Give Dr. Wright a name or and
yes,
or
I
a
would.
Birth?
Oh, hi,
I know
Dr.
This
Wright. Hey.
Good evening.
How are you?
Doing just fine. We don't have a lot of time. You're stopping in about 5 minutes. So if you want to
All
give
right,
me your
well,
name
I'll,
and birthday.
I'll speak fast. The name I'd like you to check would be Edward, and the birth date is 9/21/46.
Okay. The 21, 2 plus 1 is 3. And the number 3 is gifted with the ability to communicate. They always appear younger than they are. They're vibrant, enthusiastic. The 21 is often associated with singing, painting, dancing, writing, and working with children. If I add the number 9, which is the number of selfless giving, to 21, I get 30. And the year adds up to 20. 30 and 20 is the number 50, and 5 plus 0 is 5. So this individual is a change agent. They don't like to adhere to tradition. They don't like to play by the rules. Edward came here to do things his own way, to shake things up, and to rock the boat. The name Edward is a number 1, which is a symbol for leadership. So many Edwards are self-employed, and they're very strong, dominant-type individuals. This person may have been very very good with athletics. They would make a great stand-up comedian because the 3 can always make everyone laugh and smile. Not necessarily a domestic-type energy showing up here. 5s love their freedom.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, thank you so much for that. I resonated with everything that you said tonight, particularly how you described this particular period of time.
Yeah.
I could feel the energy on the line. A lot of people weren't feeling that too much. But I understand we're in the midst of a serious transition in the universe, and it's good.
Yes, it
is. A lot of suffering, a lot of things going on the planet and beyond that some people are aware of and some aren't, but it's all good, as they say.
The darkest hour just before dawn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Wright, as always, what a treat. Truly a blessing to have you come on. Share with our listeners some of the work that you're doing with regard to your talent and ways that they can interface and engage with what you do.
Well, for more information about numerology, I can be reached at 443-739-6203. You can also visit my website at craigewright.com.
All right. And in terms of catching you over the airwaves, are you still doing anything in the vein of that or looking to do that in the future? Dr. Wright? Let me check. I think we just lost Dr. Wright. We didn't lose him, but the line did drop. So I want to thank Dr. Wright for joining us. The time that he did, since we are at the top of the hour, we're not going to try to reconnect that line. But I do want to thank all of our listeners that took the time this evening to share with us their loved ones. And their own experiences, and the link that Dr. Wright talks about and is so well versed at between the numbers within the universe and our experiences, and I would say just from over the many years of working with Dr. Wright and knowing him, that there is an unquestionable link. And so I would say if you have an opportunity, go to Dr. Wright's website, and it's drcraigewright.com. But I would also ask if you would like, you can send me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8, at MSN.com. And if you have any other questions and you're unable to get through, please do send me an email. And so with that, I would also ask that you share Progressive News Weekly with someone. It's week in and week out on Thursday evenings. We bring you news and information that is gathered from, well, vastly broadly different areas of the country and on occasion even beyond our borders. And I would ask you to keep in mind as we move forward, I'd be remiss if I did not share, we're still looking to support my daughter's efforts as she moves on to the next level to experience the college experience. And she has put up a website that you can actually visit. It's www.gofundme.com/DrewMusic, DrewMusic, as she seeks to experience the campus life. And I would say that would be very helpful for her, as she's had, as we all have, one time or another, challenges trying to make that link, that jump. And as her parent and parents, we've done and are doing everything we can, but certainly she can use your support and encouragement. So go to her FundMe website, and if it moves you and you're able to assist her, that would be more than appreciated. I'm sure she would get back to you. Or if you'd like, you can send me an email in that same vein if you'd like to directly contact her. And again, my email is Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A, 1-8, at MSN.com. And she begins her pursuit of music and law. And so until next week, when we will have again another interesting episode of Progressive News Weekly, we will be bringing you more information on what I'm doing. As so many of you said, Daryl, you're a nutritionist, you're a naturopath, why don't you talk more about you? And so with that said, I promise you I will be talking more about my company, Essence of Life Center, which has been in existence for, 10 years. And we exist strictly to help individuals to reach their fullest potential. And again, moving forward, I'll be sharing more information with you with regard to Essence of Life Center. And so with that said, just know that the best is truly yet to come, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week. Best is yet to come. Can you see what?
I'll give you heaven. Love will set us free. As long as we believe, the best is yet to come.